Nina Carberry joins us in the studio. How are you doing, Nina?
I'm good, thanks, Ray.
Yeah, so former jockey, winner of Dancing with the Stars, and now new coach on Ireland's Fittest Family. Yay!
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Yeah. Now, if somebody 5 years ago had said to you, that would be an introduction to you on the radio, what would you have thought?
Oh, definitely. It definitely wouldn't have been a dancer anyway. But no, that was some experience. It was absolutely brilliant to be part of that show. It was something amazing. And the people I met along the way as well, it was just incredible as well.
Yeah, yeah. So Ireland's Fittest Family, we'll talk about that. But first, I want to just talk to you about you and being a jockey and the Carberry dynasty and growing up with surrounded by lads and horses and your dad and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So I believe you can't remember when you learned how to ride a horse.
No, yeah. My mum, we always had ponies at home, and my brothers obviously had ponies previous to me, and I was got the hand-me-downs. And
hand-me-down pony. I've never heard of a hand-me-down pony before.
I know. And
so what, when they got too big for a pony, you get right.
Yeah, okay. We got the hand-me-down. So, and he obviously went through all of us because he was so small. So
what was his name?
Jack.
Right,
yeah,
Jack.
I think he lasted till he was about 40 or something.
Right.
He was brilliant and a great first pony. And yeah, I suppose my mum always kind of jumped up on him and had us in front of him and kind of went from there, naturally progressed and kind of got my mum to tack up the ponies and off we went. And then I'd have, my brothers would have a jump and then they put a little jump beside
their
jump.
Oh, you do, yes.
So, so yeah, I was always following in the tracks of all my brothers, so yeah.
And never at any stage was it, you're a girl, we're boys.
No.
None of that.
No, they kept me pulling me along all the way. They never treated me like anything different. They, fair juice to them. You know, they didn't treat me any different, so it was, it was great, you know, great growing up with kind of that, I suppose, that equality, you
yes,
know?
Yeah, yeah. And it wasn't even, the word equality wasn't
no,
used. It was just,
no.
That's the way it is.
Hadn't a clue. Yeah.
Yeah, hadn't a clue.
No.
But it's brilliant because you're a bit of a trailblazer then when it comes to being a jockey, being a woman and a jockey, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I suppose we came at a time. There was a good few of us. There was a big break from Anne Ferris, who won the Irish National in 1984, and Joanna Morgan, who was trailblazed for women on the flat as well. And then there was a massive break, I'd say, nearly the guts of 20 years, and then myself, Katie Walsh, Lisa O'Neill, Cathy Gannon, we all kind of came at the one era. So
well,
it helped.
Why do you reckon that happened?
I couldn't tell you, Ray. It was just one of those things.
Right. Well, I suppose your dads were of a certain age. Were they like, I'm thinking Ted Walsh,
yeah,
Katie's dad, you know, your dad. Were they contemporaries of each other?
Ted would be a lot younger.
But
I suppose we had the advantage of having a really horsey background and obviously having brilliant experience behind you, you know, and that helped a lot.
Yeah.
I had to help a lot. So, good for them that they got us to that position.
Yeah. So it's one of the few sports where men and women compete at the same level.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a very unique sport.
Yes.
I suppose show jumping is probably as well, and obviously three-day event and equine. So it's brilliant that we do get to compete, and there's no allowances or whatever for women. So it's brilliant that we can, you know, show our own.
Yeah. Does it make it sweeter?
It does, definitely. Definitely, Ray.
I was going to say, it does. When you get one over on the lads.
Of course,
Yes.
I know, yeah. It's all about, I suppose, the horse that you're riding. It's
of
not
course.
About getting on the right horse as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it shows Rachel Blackmore the last couple of years what she's done, you know. So,
But you have to get to a stage where you've been offered those horses.
Exactly,
so that's
yeah.
where the talent comes in.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a given, was it, that you were going to be a jockey?
No, exactly. So I just kind of tried my luck at it, you know, and got a few rides. My dad supported me. A good few trainers along the way supported me as well. And you try and grab each opportunity you have and you can't let it go. So, yeah, you try and make the most of what you have and you hope that it snowballs. And lucky enough, when I had my Cheltenham winner, it kind of snowballed from there.
Yeah. And then the Irish Grand National.
Yeah.
2011.
Yeah, 2011. Yeah. That was an incredible day. It was for my Uncle Arthur. And just a brilliant day. Like, it's only down the road for me, a ferry house, and I've been going to the Irish National for years. So to be a part of that and to ride a winner was just incredible, coming to the winner's enclosures that day.
And do you go home of an evening sometimes when the two girls are in bed and watch it again?
No, I have to get the recording of it.
You've never watched it?
I had a few years ago, but I definitely must show the girls because they've
never seen it.
No, they wouldn't have seen it, no.
Ah.
Yeah, but they're probably not old enough yet. They're too young. They're five and two, so they probably wouldn't really.
And then they get to an age where they don't want to know.
Exactly.
So I say in about 20 years' time, they might come around.
Yeah, they know me as a dancer, not really as a jockey now.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, like it was great fun at the time, and the girls absolutely loved it. The play school what Rosie's in as Happy Days in Ratota had a brilliant, you know, every Monday they'd go in and review all the scores everyone got, and you know, it was just great hype around the village and everything. Yeah,
it strikes me reading about you that you probably needed something like Dancing with the Stars to fill a little bit of a gap
that
was left when you retired.
Yeah, like I did struggle a bit when I finished the race riding. There was obviously something missing in my life, and but I had the horses on the go for buying and selling, and that kind of helped me along the way. But definitely was up for a new challenge, and my husband had given me a push and off I went and see how it got on. But it was definitely alien to me.
Because the adrenaline rush you get, particularly over fences, must be hard to match.
Oh, it's very hard, you know, because there's nothing that can't fill that one. So, but the adrenaline rush going out and dancing
live television.
I think that nearly equals it, to be honest. I was so afraid, like, especially when I've never danced before. And that first night was just nerve-wracking. But it was an incredible feeling then when you finish the dance and don't trip up or don't, you know.
Well, you did a lot more than just not trip up now, in fairness. And people, I still even listen to you now, anybody who watched you doing any of the dances would find it difficult to believe that you never danced.
Yeah, no.
Because you were so good.
Well, yeah, it was so bad at the start, so it kind of put the fear got into me that I actually had to put the work in to try and to make myself a little bit respectable. And produce to Pasquale, he's world class, and he got it out of me in the end. And Fair Jewsom, he was absolutely brilliant to learn off, and the choreographer of all of his dances was brilliant as well.
You'd no idea that you had this hidden talent. None.
No.
Did you do a first dance at your wedding, for example?
Yeah, terrible. Like,
right, what did you do?
Ted just lifts me up and spun me around. Terrible. Right. Like, I'm really towed in, and you know, like all my friends were like, best luck now, Nina. I hope you go well. Like, half thinking, what is she doing? I'm doing this. But like, it was incredible to actually come out the end of it and go, how did that even happen? You know, so it's brilliant. Anyone can do anything out
of that. Well, you see, you know, you can't, because that's important. It was a hidden talent. You had that talent there. Yeah. And of course, you have the application as well and the determination from being, a top flight jockey. So you know what it takes. You're not afraid of the hard work.
Yeah, you have to put the hard work in. Like, definitely I wouldn't have got it out of it, to be honest. I was only wanting to do like 3 nights training, because I wouldn't have seen the girls at all at home, and I had all the horses. And then when I realised how much work we had to be put into it, I just went for it. There was no point having regrets, so we went for it full on.
So there was some point in the middle, and maybe closer to the beginning, where you realised this is going to take a lot more than I've bargained for.
Yeah, like we have 6 weeks training before your first dance, so that took a lot. And I said, how am I going to do a dance within a week?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't right. Like, how did they expect it to do this? Like, and it's a completely different dance. Like, the quick step I did first, and then you have to do like a tango or like a Charleston. Like, how does that even, this doesn't, no comparison. So you really have to get your thinking cap on, and the work has to go in. So I'm glad like I did put the work in, to be honest, because I got a great.
And how did you settle the nerves going out there on a Sunday night? Because it's a big thing, because the build up, you know, and they show the piece of you and Pasquale doing rehearsals, and then it comes back to Jennifer and she's the big, and then there's always a moment where the applause stops and there's silence before the music starts and the heart rate's going.
Oh, it's so bad.
Do you control the nerves?
It's so hard. Like, you just go out and try and pretend no one's watching, to be honest.
I just dance like no one's watching.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I kind of tried to do, and pretend it was just the audience that was watching me. None of the cameras existed or anything like that. And I just kept my eyes on Pasquale, and we just kind of trying to keep focused. And that was it, really. Right. That's how it got through it.
You have been on as a contestant on Ireland's Fittest Family, on the celebrity version. Who are you with on that?
Katie, my sister-in-law, and my brother-in-law, Ruby, and Killian McCarthy, who's married to my sister-in-law.
Right. Yeah. Right. And did you win?
We did. Right. Yeah, we did. Have you ever done it yourself?
No.
Have you not?
No, they've asked us, but our children are only, okay. You know, Tom's just 10 and Kate's 15. So
nearly there.
By the time they're old enough, I'll be too old.
Never too old.
That's what's going to happen. That is what's going to happen. Kate would be up for it. Okay, I don't know about Tom, but Kate would definitely be up for it.
You should sign up.
The ramp is the thing, which is and people who watch Ireland's Fittest Family will know that it's the final obstacle in a lot of the courses. Mm. And it looks easy enough on telly.
Yeah.
But yet, you know.
Oh yeah. Like we had Davey as our coach that time, and we were practicing. We got in and we practiced a little on the QT, and we got up it, no problem. But we didn't factor in there was like a trough of water that we had to go through beforehand.
Right.
We were soaking wet, and we kept slipping.
Slippy.
Yeah, and thank God Ruby like had one go at it and got up it, got his fingers on, and pulled us all up. Like so without Ruby on the team, we wouldn't have got up the ramp. But yeah.
You'd be expecting big things from your girls, won't they? It's, you know, the pedigree there, the horse riding pedigree.
Yeah, like, yeah, they have a pony at home, Daisy Doodles, and she's...
Daisy Doodles.
Yeah, Daisy Doodles, and Rosie rides her up and down the bar, and she's not on her own yet.
Rosie's like, about five, is she?
Yeah, she's just turned five, so she's getting practice in. But
what age is Holly?
Holly's only two, mad into it as well, but we'll see how they get on.
Yeah, but they'll be like you. They won't remember when they learned how to
hopefully not
ride a horse. Yeah, yeah.
It'll just come to them.
Yeah. So Davey, he was your coach. You're going to be up against him now in Dunica and Anna Geary. What type of coach will you be, Nina Carberry?
Because
you were on your own, you see.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking Dunica would have been on a team.
Yeah.
Anna team, and she was a captain as well. And Davey, of course, played and coached.
Yeah, I did a bit of basketball years ago when I really loved the coach that I had that time. So I try and factor in a bit of that. And obviously with the Fittest Families, I'm going to try and take a little bit off Davey as well.
Right, okay.
And yeah, no, I just want to be the most motivated and try and be obviously technical with all the different challenges, because they're very technical and you have to obviously figure out who's going to go where. So I'll try and educate myself in that.
So back to horse riding and retirement then. That was a big decision.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm looking at Frankie Dettori. What age is he?
Yeah, he must be in his 50s now, isn't he?
He's still...
Yeah, the flat is a bit different. Than
of course,
a bit less lifetime.
Threatening. Like when you're jumping over it, it's dangerous, isn't it?
It is,
It's a dangerous
sport. The bones are only allowed for so much falls and that. But
And then when Rosie came along, did that change your attitude?
It did a bit, yeah. It was the summer coming in and she was turning one, and there's a lot of racing on during the summer. It's a lot of the summer tracks open up, and it was just going to take a lot of my time and I'd be gone, and you know, from morning to evening, so I wouldn't have seen her at all, and that probably wasn't what I wanted. So I needed to change my career, and I kind of just stood back and I wanted to set up my own business of buying and selling. So that's where that decision came from. So I was delighted to be able to spend a bit more time with Rosie as well.
And did you bargain? We touched on this already, but now I'm going to ask you a straightforward question. Did you bargain for how much you'd miss it?
I thought I'd miss it, but I did miss it a lot. I missed that rush of adrenaline and the winning feeling as well. And you do miss it. You can't say, I don't think anyone would not. But you miss being a part of the big festivals like Cheltenham and Galway and Punchestown and Fairy House. You know, I missed that and Leopardstown as well. But I didn't miss the in-between. So that's when I...
What's the in-between? The going without food and all that?
No, actually, it wasn't too bad that way. No, it's the travelling. It's the travelling and being in the car for so long. It's going to Killarney. That's a four-hour trip and it's 8 hours in the one day.
Yeah,
so
for me,
it didn't make sense anymore. But if you can't do them, you won't get the bigger days. So I wasn't able to do that anymore.
And you came through it unscathed.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah. A few broken collarbones and a kneecap broken, but that's about it, thank God.
Right.
Thank God.
Right. So I better tell you're looking for families.
Yes.
Ireland's Fittest Family are looking for families. And it's usually... a parent and three children, is it? Or two parents, two children, or whatever.
Yeah, wherever you can be. Like I had my brother-in-law and, you know, and cousins as well.
Yes, combination.
Any combination, yeah.
Yeah, and it's rte.ie/Ireland's Fittest Family. rte.ie/Ireland's Fittest Family. and you could end up being coached by Nina Carberry.
Yeah, yes, be great.
Or Davy Fitzgerald or Donegal Colin or Anna Geary. What would you say to people who may be asked to do Dancing with the Stars? What would you say to them? Would you advise them to do it or not to do it?
I would. It's an incredible experience, but be ready for the workload because it is.
And what are we talking workload wise?
Oh, just training every evening, and your weekend's gone for about 12 weeks if you last till the end.
Right, okay. So every evening is what? Four to five hours.
Yeah, well, that's what I did. Yeah.
So yeah. 5:25, then all day Saturday, all day Sunday.
Well, your Saturday was actually the easiest day. Okay. You kind of rehearsed your three times in on the camera and off you went. So right. The Saturday I was actually looking forward to it.
Right. Yeah. Right, okay. So 25 hours and then a full day.
It's a full week's work.
Mm. You're hitting 40 hours, aren't you?
Yeah, more or less.
Nina, lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with Ireland's Fittest Family and everything else. That's it from us. Cormac's coming up. I've a little bit of time. I'll play a bit of this because people were asking, who is this Celeste one? We played her singing at the Jubilee at the beginning of the show. So this is one of her hits. We've about 30 seconds of a Stop This Flame, just to let you know what she sounds like when she sings her own songs.